Hey, I've completed all my duties for the day, so if you don't need me for anything else, sir, I will be heading home, okay? Well, that's one of the benefits of serving in the household of an employer with no wife and children, sir. It means I have considerably less work to get done. Of course. Is there a problem? Sure, I can spare a couple of minutes before I go. What did you want to talk about with me? I've been your maid for a little over 3 months now. No, you've never told me how much you appreciate the job I'm doing, but I assume I wouldn't still be your maid if you were unhappy with my work, am I right? You what? You want to double my salary? Yes, of course. Who would turn down such a generous pay rise? What kind of extra duties? Oh, well, you do seem to spend every waking moment sitting at this desk working on your computer, so I can understand why you don't have time for a personal life. But I really don't think I'm qualified to do your job so you can spend more time away from your desk. Oh, that's not what you meant. Oh, could you maybe tell me more about what you mean when you say you have certain needs you would like me to take care of after I've completed my main duties? Se what? Sexual needs? But wait, but sir, you know I'm a married woman with 4 kids. I can't possibly be your lover, no matter how much you increase my salary by. You promising to keep it a secret from my husband doesn't change anything, you know? I would still know that I'm cheating on him with my boss for money. Do you know what that would make me? I don't understand, sir. A handsome, successful man like you could have your pick of so many other women. Why would you want to have sex with me? You think I'm sexy? Oh. You don't know what you're saying, sir. Nobody thinks I'm the sexiest woman they've ever seen, not even my husband. Just look at me. I'm a fat middle-aged woman. I'm a voluptuous beauty who doesn't look a day over 30. You can't be serious. Oh my God. I think you've been blinded by this uniform I'm wearing. I know that French maids are fantasy figures in the eyes of many men, and that's the only reason you think I'm sexy. Perhaps I should stop wearing it so you realize you're not really attracted to me at all, okay? No, you don't need to prove anything to me, sir. Even if I agree to your terms and accept the pay rise, what would be the point, huh? Sooner or later, you will come to your senses and regret doubling my salary when you no longer want to have sex with me. And then you will just dock my pay or fire me. So you won't resign the pay increase no matter what. How soon do you need an answer? Obviously, I will have to give it a lot of careful thought, right? Right now? Oh my God. Yes, I can see that big bulge in your trousers. I had no idea I have this effect on you, sir. Does that mean you want me to start carrying out my additional duties today? I thought as much. So what would you like me to do first? Yeah, I had a feeling you wanted me on my knees to suck your cock. I guess you would better get it out for me while I'm kneeling down in front of you. Oh, wow. Look at that thing. I should probably be paying you for letting me blow you, huh? So good, sir. Why did you pull away? Don't you want to come? You what? You want to fuck me? But we don't have time for that. I should have left already. Yes, I admit that I'm turned on and my pussy is wet and I want to feel that gorgeous fucking cock deep inside me. No, I can't think of a good reason not to stay and earn my pay rise. All right. All right, take me to the bedroom, and I will take care of your needs. I hope you realize that when we mess up those bed sheets, right, after I changed them earlier today, I will not be doing them until tomorrow. You know that. Don't you want me to take off my clothes first? Now I understand why you insisted that I have to wear a French-made uniform when I got the job. I bet you've wanted to fuck me in this thing since day one, huh? Well, suit yourself, sir. I will lay down right here. Now, what do you want me to do, huh? Yes, I do like the sound of that. By all means, reach under this little skirt and take off my panties. It's been years since my husband has gone down on me, so I want you to eat me out like a man dying of thirst in a desert. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, your mouth feels so damn good. Just like that. Can I grab your hair, sir? Yes. Use your tongue. Do it. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck.
feeling that in years. Oh, oh, yes, just like that, just like that. Fuck. Why the fuck did you stop? Oh, fuck, I was about to come. You are a cruel man, sir. But go ahead. Slam that hard cock in my pussy and fuck me like you mean it. And don't you dare to stop before I come all over that fucking dick. Or you will be looking for a new French maid to take care of. Yes. Oh, yes, sir. That's it. God, fuck. Oh, sir. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, don't stop. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I've missed that feeling so damn much. Yes. Don't stop. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, my God. That feels so good. Oh, yes. Oh, shit. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm about to come. You should better come too. Oh, fuck, please. Please. We need to come together, sir. Please. I can see it. I can see it in your face that you're already about to come. Please. Oh my God, yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Yes, 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 do it. Fucking come. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, sir, you are amazing. Oh, God damn. So, I take it you have no regrets about offering to double my salary, huh? So, I would say, thank you, sir. I think this arrangement will be great for both of us, huh? Just, you know, don't tell my husband, okay?